Imam Rabbani, Imam of Wise Guidance, Mujaddid Al-Thani, Reviver of the Second Millennium, Sheikh Ahmad Al-Faruqi Al-Sirhindi. Born in Sirhind, India in 1563, Imam Rabbani was a great Islamic scholar and Mujaddid, reviver of his time. With his works, lectures, and discourses that were highly influential in explaining the Quran in a correct way, Imam Rabbani was a great scholar who made an impact that will last for centuries, both in his time and the time after him. At an early age, he learned the Holy Quran by heart and became a Hafiz. With his deep knowledge, sincerity, and wisdom of his manners, Imam Rabbani was very successful in rendering the materialist philosophy ineffective and in communicating the existence and oneness of Allah to large masses. He defended the moral values of the Quran and the Sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam against the irreligiousness of his time, the deviant ideas in India, and the moral collapse resulting from false Mahdi claims. He waged a great intellectual struggle to rid the religion of superstition. The esteemed Islamic scholar Imam Rabbani was instrumental in setting the public at ease when they revolted against the erroneous practices of the Sultan of the time, thus preventing the loss of unity and brotherhood. To this end, he was imprisoned many times, yet even under those trying circumstances, he caused many prisoners to embrace Islam by preaching the morality of the Quran. Imam Rabbani was released after the value of his ideas was properly appreciated, and he was effective in the enlightenment of the Islamic world through his works and the students he continued to educate until his death in 1624. He served Islam in the best way possible with his valuable ideas and views in his three-volume work called Maktubat, The Letters of Rabbani, which is composed of a collection of his 526 letters along with his many other works. Works of Imam Rabbani. Maktubat. It is composed of three volumes and a collection of 526 letters. A few of the letters in Maktubat are in Arabic and others are in Farsi. Rad al-Rawafid, Ithbat un-Nubuwa, Babda wa Ma'ad, Adab al-Muridin, Talikat al-Awarif, Risala at-Talaliya, Shar al-Rubayat Abd al-Bakki, Ma'arif il-Ladunia, Mukashifat i-Ayaniya, Risala al-Jadba wa al-Saluk.
İmam Rabbani bütün tasavvuf ehlince çok sevilen, çok muteber bilinen, çok saygın, büyük bir alimdir. İmam Rabbani Ahmet Faruk Hazretleri Hindistan'ın Serhent beldesinde miladi 1563 yılında Aşure günü doğdu, 63 yaşadı. Ona güzel hitaplar yapmışlar. Ulama-i Rasihin, Gavsul Vasilin, Eftal-i Füdela, Kutbul Aktab, o devrin kutbu, Ali Cenab, Mazhar-ı Keramat, Cami-i Deracat, İmam-ı Tarikat, Tarikat İmamı diyor, Muktayı Ehli Hakikat bir zat idi. Dedeleri 20 batın sonra Hazreti Ömer'e varır, Allah ondan razı olsun diyor. Benim ümmetim için sıla namlı bir kimse gelecektir. Bu İmam Rabbani'ye baktığı söylenir bu rivayetin.
Evet.
Evet. Bu değerli insanın eserlerinde tasavvuftan çok güzel bahseder. Tasavvufun derinlikleri, incelikleri, bu maddenin hakikati, maddenin derinlikleri, çok samimi ve candan güzel bir dille anlatır. Çok imanlı, halis, samimi bir Müslüman olduğu eserlerden anlaşılır.
Evet.
Yani bu tarz alimler eserlerinde hemen anlaşılıyor. Samimiyetinden, candanlığından, emin uslubundan, candan uslubundan. Hazreti Hızır'la defalarca görüşmüş bir insandır. Çok fazla harika halleri oluşmuş bir insandır. Mehdi hakkında da çok kapsamlı, çok detaylı izahları vardır.
The End Times by Imam Rabbani. Imam Rabbani brought light to the end times by interpreting the hadiths narrated from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his writings and lectures, he attached great significance to the subject of the end times and noted that the emergence of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, was a certain fact. In his works where he told the features of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, in detail, he heralded all Muslims with his coming. Hazrat Wadi, peace be upon him, is at the highest level of walayat, guardianship. Related from Jabir ibn Abdullah, whoever denies the appearance of the Mahdi will certainly be denying what is sent down to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever denies the descent of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, the son of Mary, would certainly be an unbeliever, and the one who does not accept that the Dajjal, Antichrist, will come would certainly be an unbeliever. All of the portents of the Day of Judgment told by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the loyal informant, are true. There is no possibility of falsehood in them. The following are among those. As contrary to ordinary, the sun rising from the west, the emergence of Mahdi, the descending of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Imam Rabbani informed the appearance date of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, as 1400 Hijri calendar. Imam Rabbani stated that Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will come between the first and second 1,000 years after 1,000 years have passed following the passing away of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The reinforcement of the commands of the Quran, the renovation of people, takes place in this second thousand. The just witness to the veracity of this cause is the existence of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and Mahdi, peace be upon him, in this thousand. According to these explanations of Imam Rabbani, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will come between the thousand years and the second thousand years. The hadiths of our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, informs us that the life of his community will not exceed 1,500 years. The life of this community will exceed 1,000 years, yet be limited to 1,500 years. According to this, the dominion of Islam will last until 1500 Hijri calendar. Therefore, between the years 1500 and 1600, corruption will take place, and then the Day of Judgment is to be expected. In another saying of Imam Rabbani regarding this matter, he denoted that the emergence of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will take place at the beginning of the century. That is because his, Hazrat Mahdi's, peace be upon him, appearance will be at the beginning of the century. If the lifespan of the community of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not exceed 1,500 years, then there is 1 century left to 1500 according to the Hijri calendar, which is now at the beginning of 1400. Therefore, the time of the emergence of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, is the beginning of 1400 according to the Hijri calendar.